I think so. You know, anybody who's ever played in a state tournament beyond districts, it's just a different atmosphere, and you can just really tell the hunger in the teams and the want to be there. And so it's just a different atmosphere to play in, and it's phenomenal. So I think that they do have that hunger to get back to that spot and win another district championship. We've definitely got the capability to do so again, and just going down the way that we did in the sectional round last year, you know, having the 3-run lead and then giving it up at the end of the game, I think has left a sour taste in some of their mouths, and they just want to get back and improve that they can make it farther.
With there are players that I'm familiar with name wise, and obviously when I come and see a game and call a game, there'll be players that I might be aware of them, but not necessarily at a softball varsity level. Who are I don't know if there's enough that you can name them all, but who are some of the young people in your program that you feel like have established themselves as they're going to see a lot of varsity playing time this year?
You know, we started 3 freshmen last year, and so they're coming back as sophomores, and they're still going to be really key players for us, maybe at different positions than last year, but they're just really well-rounded softball players on both sides of the ball. So those 3, and Carsey Brown, Mackenzie Duncan, and Megan Spencer, they're still going to step in and get some playing time, and they're really key components to our team. And we've got a pretty good freshman class that is learning how things work at the high school level, and they're definitely going to get some opportunities, whether it be in varsity or JV. That's going to only help them and our program in the coming years.